The move was chaotic, but in a controlled way. The entire family was focused on the transition daily. They spent the weekend hauling the heavy tools from the small shop to the new warehouse floor. "Watch the corner of that press," Robert shouted as the guys steered the machine. Virginia was busy labeling the crates of raw steel. "Keep the heavy gauge over by the cutting station," she directed. By the end of the day, the new space looked like a real shop. It was cleaner, wider, and full of potential for them. "We are almost there," Minnie said, handing out sandwiches to the crew. They sat on the cold concrete, exhausted but satisfied. The move had tested them, but they had passed with flying colors. "It feels like home already," Virginia said, looking at the tools in their new, permanent spots. "It feels like a real Towers Forge," Robert agreed. The transition had been hard, but it was the right move. They were no longer small-time players struggling in a small corner of the world. They had the room, the power, and the vision to be creators and survivors. They stood together in their new domain, where the shop was ready, the lights were hung, and the tools were clean. They felt at peace because the struggle was gone, and they were finally home, ready to start the journey where the towers persisted and had finally arrived.